There's a hidden, watery and little-known gem in the centre of Dublin. And our regular contributor, Hugh Oram, has been to see it.
The other day, I walked around the perimeter of the lake at Blessington Street Basin, a delightful spot that's just a few minutes' walk from O'Connell Street in the heart of Dublin. Originally created as a reservoir, the basin has long since fallen out of use, but it was meticulously restored about 25 years ago and remains in pristine condition. When I walked around the lake recently, there was no litter and no graffiti, a welcome sight indeed. Work began on building the reservoir in 1803 and was completed by 1810. When it was opened, it was called the Royal George Reservoir in honour of King George III. The water for the lake comes from Loch Ool in County Westmeath and is fed into the Royal Canal. And for the last 3 kilometres of its journey, the water is piped from the canal into the reservoir. The basin of the reservoir is about 120 metres long and 60 metres wide. And in the middle is an island full of trees and birds. And these days, the entire perimeter of the old reservoir is fenced off, so it's very difficult to get access to the water. However, I did spot a solitary lifebelt in place on the wall surrounding the basin. Until the late 1860s, the basin was used to supply drinking water to the north side of Dublin, but at that stage, water schemes like the Roundwood Reservoir in County Wicklow made this North Dublin reservoir redundant. And at that stage, the city was growing so fast that the Blessington Street Basin had also become far too small for purpose. But it continued to supply water up to the 1970s for the 2 distilleries that operated in Dublin at that stage. It supplied water for Jameson's Distillery until 1970, and for Power's Distillery, now the National College of Art and Design, until 1976. And after its water for whiskey roll was abolished, the old reservoir fell into disuse, filled with rubbish and all silted up, a sorry sight indeed. An elaborate proposal to refurbish the basin came to nothing in 1991. A German environmental artist called Dieter Magnus wanted to make the old reservoir the hub of an urban water garden, but those plans never came to anything. But fortunately, what was the old Dublin Corporation took over the scheme, and after a couple of years of extensive refurbishment, the basin was reopened as a public park in November 1994. And Blessington Street Basin is still in the care of Dublin City Council. Also included in the restoration was a fine Tudor-style gate lodge that was built in 1811, just after the reservoir was first opened. That gate lodge is still there, fringed with flowers, while there's a much more modern but much more mundane council building just as you walk into the park from Blessington Street. While the whole lake is fenced off to prevent any access, there are plenty of black-coloured, ornamentally designed seats along the pathway. There's also a plaque commemorating the opening of the park in 1994, and a much more recent but much smaller plaque unveiled by Senator David Norris in 2018, which includes the quotation from James Joyce's Ulysses, in which the great writer mentioned the basin. Close by the reservoir was one of Dublin's main railway stations, Broadstone, which closed down just over 80 years ago and which now houses the headquarters of Bus Éireann. The main approach to the basin is up Blessington Street, faded in its grandeur but nevertheless an interesting thoroughfare. The walk to the basin from the top of O'Connell Street leads through Parnell Square, North Frederick Street and Blessington Street, and it takes all of 10 minutes. I timed the walk just to make sure it's an easy stroll from the city centre. And if Southside residents dare to venture into North Dublin, then the 46A bus stops just at the foot of Blessington Street. From the basin itself, there are good views of the surrounding cityscape, including 3 church steeples and a church tower. And if you walk out from the basin itself, the surrounding streets are calm and peaceful, as much an oasis as the old reservoir itself. The basin itself, as well as the immediately surrounding area, is like a small sea of calm and tranquility, just minutes from the city centre. Blessington Street Basin is a wonderful water-based leisure facility, so close to the city centre yet so remote in its relief from traffic noise. I felt really refreshed after my recent trip there, and a growing number of people are discovering this hidden gem in Dublin's north inner city.